Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We have commenced in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. We send peace and blessings upon His most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon His illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. In the company of our respected and honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadri Attari Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, we say marhaba to all our viewers of Madinah channel. Mawasab, alhamdulillah, how is your health this morning and how is the day treating you, Mawasab?
Alhamdulillah, it's a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us live and see another day, mashallah. And we start on this note, alhamdulillah, ya ala kulli hal. And here I am in the presence of Mawasab, mashallah. It is always a great pleasure to discuss these, alhamdulillah, beautiful topics. At the same time, the niyat is that it should transform us, and inshallah, azza wa jal. Then the rest of the world, inshallah, whoever our viewers that are connecting via social media, via TV channels, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill their lives with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen, subhanallah. Trust me, Mawasab, you know, having or being live today on this day and having such a discussion through the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to rectify and reform not only our actions, but also inshallah, by the end of this program, we will be able to have an idea of how to have control over our words as well, Mawasab. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. This is the niyyah, dear viewers, polite words. We are living in such times that we hear little children at the age of 2 and 3 and 4. At the age of 3, Mawasab, they will give you such answers to questions which you never even heard from a child who is maybe 6, 7 years old. And this really astonishes a person to think that such a small child had given such a, you know, dangerous answer, such a harsh answer. For example, dear viewers, so parents have faced this. A lot of people in society experience this with other people's children. We see children on the streets, on the roads. We go to places, we meet people. Leave alone children, Mawasab, even adults at times have the habit of always being harsh and always being straight to the point. Sometimes those points could be very hurtful, but all we are going to learn, inshallah, azza wa jalla, is the way of deliverance, jihan. Conveying your message, passing on your message, becoming humble, having some sort of tolerance and perseverance, patience over your speech, your talks, your conversations, controlling oneself. And how, what is the art of this? Inshallah, azza wa jalla, we are going to learn in this program, dear viewers, from the blessed seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are many questions related to polite words, kind words, soft and calm words, Mawasab, whereas a person can speak calmly without getting excited, without screaming and shouting and behaving in a rude way. This is the need of this time, dear viewers. So let's get straight to the point, Mawasab. Polite words. You know, they say polite words, not too hard words, not too harsh words. And as I mentioned in the very beginning, Mawasab, especially for the youth, for the children and little children out there who should know the respect of seniors and how should we talk to those who are elderly than us and how should we behave towards those who are junior or smaller than us, Mawasab. Yeah. So can Mawasab shed some light on this aspect, Mawasab, with regards to polite words? Even Mawasab can give us some examples from the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But very first, Mawasab, explain to us what is polite words and what is the definition of this? How can one obtain this?
Alhamdulillah, Mawasab, polite words, actually it emanates from one's heart. If one's heart is soft, the words will be polite, inshallah. So it's a reflection of one's inner self. And the inner beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which used to result in his beautiful sunnah, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him, made him the ocean of mercy, alhamdulillah. Therefore, his words also used to reflect that ocean of mercy. Mm. And they were always polite, alhamdulillah. Even when someone, you know, would test him with a difficult situation. Mm. And one such incident is that Zaid bin Sa'na, who was a scholar of Torah, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he paid him some money in exchange for dates. So there were still few days remaining for the delivery of the dates, for the goods. So the amount was paid, but the delivery was not done yet. But the time for delivery also hadn't come, you know, at that point in time. So he pitched up a few days early, and then he demanded the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of a crowd.
Achcha.
And he approached him very abruptly, like, you know, as if he was possessed or something. He approached him very abruptly, spoke harsh words, and even grabbed the shawl and the shirt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in this manner. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to him. In return, he spoke to him politely, mashallah. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was there, who would not tolerate such a behavior from anyone, if somebody was behaving in this way towards the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said to Zaid bin Sa'na that if the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't here, I would separate your head from your body.
Allah, Allah.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now he saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala looking at him, staring at him, you know, with big eyes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, Umar, why are you treating him in this way? You know, you could have actually helped me and him come to a mutual agreement. How? You could have encouraged me to deliver his dates before time. And then you could have, alhamdulillah, spoken to him politely instead of, you know, giving him a cold look and, you know, and threatening him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and I heard this from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were the teachers of they were the, alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach them in this way.
Allah.
Practical examples. This wasn't a classroom where the book would textbook would be read and we would learn our manners from textbook. This is the real life examples. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rectify them at the same time, and that became a life lesson for him. And later on, Rasulullah told him that, you know what, give him the dates and give him some extra to console his heart, because you have looked at him harshly and you spoke to him harshly. So now to console his heart, give him some extra, mashallah, to console his heart. So when Sayyidina Umar was giving him extra dates, he said, what are these extra dates for? He said, well, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed me to give you extra. He said, Umar, do you know who I am? I am Zaid bin Sa'na. Sayyidina Umar was astonished to hear that, because he didn't know who this person was initially. So he said, are you the same Zaid bin Sa'na who's the famous scholar of Torah? He said, yes, I am the same Zaid bin Sa'na. And then the reason why I did this, I wasn't upset with Rasulullah. The reason why I did this, I did it to test him, subhanAllah. I have read every characteristic of this final prophet of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for two things which I still had to test.
SubhanAllah.
One is that when you speak to him harshly, he's polite to you. And the more ignorance that you display in front of him, he would return you only with kindness.
Allah.
In this way, I have tested him on these two characteristics as well. And therefore, my behavior towards him was such. And the more ignorant I was towards him, the more affectionate he was towards me. MashaAllah. Bear witness that I am, alhamdulillah, embracing the kalima of Islam, La ilaha illallah Muhammad. And then he embraced Islam. And I am a wealthy person. So I'm giving my wealth to support Islam.
Allah, Allah.
SubhanAllah.
Allah,
so that's Allah. How he came into the fold of Islam. How? Because he witnessed the politeness of Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So as Muslims, as his ummah, shouldn't we carry forward his mission of spreading the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the kalima of Islam, by adopting this quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So likewise, Zaid bin Sa'na, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he embraced Islam, mashallah. So in like manner, other people will also see the beauty of Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal, and thus embracing the religion of Islam.
Kya baat hai. May our souls be sacrificed at his feet, Muhasab, for his politeness, his humbleness is just so unique, dear viewers. Allah, Allah. The poet says so beautifully, Dil fida hai Madina.
dil fida hai, dil fida hai madine wale par, dil munawwar mera madina hai, dil munawwar mera madina hai. Kya bataun ke kya madina hai.
Allah, Allah, Allah. So Mu'asab, through this one quality of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not did only a person come into the fold of Islam, but we also learned that he never became a Muslim through the power of sword.
Allah.
He did not embrace Islam because of force, because of oppression, but rather what attracted him towards the beautiful Islam, this beautiful religion, is the characteristics of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Who is our role model and the role model for the entire mankind. And therefore, Mu'asab has narrated this beautiful incident of politeness. Mu'asab, not one, not two, there are several, you know, accounts of this nature, Mu'asab, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam humbled himself, lowered himself, and brought himself right down, making the next person feel so good and happy. And that attracted him, that he is Allah's Nabi and he humbled himself. He is a prophet of Allah. He is our master. Yet he sleeps or lays or rests on the sand. So this uniqueness, this simplicity and this polite words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would penetrate any heart. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. So just like how gold can be softened to make jewels, Mu'asab, just like how metal can be softened to make weapons, likewise, just like how clay becomes the reason of the field's greenery after becoming soft, Mu'asab, likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, being polite according to the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and according to the beautiful religion of Islam, through which a person adopts the good qualities of mercy, affection, easiness, kindness, tolerance, perseverance, patience, Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this one beautiful narration, he says, O Aisha, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Allah azza wa jalla is rafiq.
Subhanallah.
And he loves rafaq. Allah, Allah, Allah. Yani, he loves politeness. Because of politeness, he Azza wa Jal grants such things that he Azza wa Jalla does not grant to any person who's harsh.
Subhanallah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Rather, he Azza wa Jalla does not grant anything else other than politeness, Mu'asab. So Allah Azza wa Jalla does not grant on anything else other than politeness means that we need to become polite so that we can attain the blessings and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he loves politeness. And if Allah loves politeness, then why aren't we becoming politeness? Because the Creator loves us to become polite. He even loves us to repent often. He loves us to purify our hearts and souls, to purify ourselves at all times. These are the things which Allah loves his bandas to do. And those who claim to say that we love the Creator, we do those actions, Mu'asab, which Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes, such as missing salah, yelling, screaming, shouting. We see little children argue and quarrel with their parents, Mu'asab. There's no politeness. The mother said, son, go to the shop. Yes, okay. In a bad way. The father says, son, help me in the work. I got no time to help you. I've got enough. Now, saying the same thing in a better way, Mu'asab,
yes,
could have eased the situation. Telling your father no in a harsh way, turning them down in a bad way, is disrespectful. And this will earn you the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Children are especially, they are notorious for being, you know, for not knowing discretion.
Yes.
At times, because you know, they are small. And the first word when they learn to speak, they love this word, no. You tell them, no.
The first word the children normally say, yes, Mu'asab. For everything, yes, they would say, like, no, 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 yes.
Yeah. So then parents, they mold them and they teach them how to be gentle, how to be polite, how to say things in a proper manner. And therefore, alhamdulillah, in our situation in England, we live in the community that we speak English, alhamdulillah, so we teach children already. The first things we teach our children usually is please to say please before saying anything. Don't just say, you know what, do this, do that, please do this. So that way you can learn to become polite. So this is a learned skill, an acquired skill. maybe it doesn't come naturally. It should come naturally, but when it doesn't come, inshallah, we can mold them in that mold of sunnah.
MashaAllah.
To say please, and then thank Ameen. People. Ameen. You know, Ameen. If Ameen. You've received something, say thank you, or say shukran, alhamdulillah, because this is also a way of a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say thank you to people who do something for you, mashallah.
MashaAllah. So these kind words, Mawsab, we have to teach our children, inshallah. Form the habit, dear viewers, of doing so. As we just heard this beautiful incident and story of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he treated a person with kindness who was abrupt, who was rude, and whose actions were not good, but because of the good conduct of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beautiful, unmatched, unparalleled approach, Allahu Akbar, that had caused a non-believer to become a believer. And he was instantly removed from the pits of infidelity into the beautiful light of Islam. He was pulled out of darkness just because of one beautiful quality. And we all have this quality. It's just that, Mawsab, we don't know when to use it. A lot of people use it at the places where somebody is being soft with them. But you are tested when you have to do the same thing with somebody who's being harsh with you. And this is the test, dear viewers. Why would you behave good with somebody who's behaving good with you? That is natural, because he's talking kindly with you. You're going to have to talk good with him. But the test is when someone does not talk good with you and you have to be kind towards him.
Allah.
Somebody is depriving you, but you have to bestow upon him. Allahu Akbar. Someone is not forgiving you, but you, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, have to let go of that anger, jealousy, malice, hatred, grudge, whatever it may be, and say, I have forgiven you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is Islam, dear viewers. Now, Mawsab, let's go back to the discussion, that beautiful incident, because I feel you made this the base, Mawsab. You know, this beautiful incident of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changing the heart and condition of a person just because of polite words, and then gifted him a little extra to win his heart. And this is the style of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would keep hearts of children as well, Mawsab. Unko pata hai ki ye bachche hai. And children get happy when they receive double, then single, for example, at times. This was his polite actions, not words, actions with children. For example, other people's children are not close to us. Our own children are very close to us, Mawsab. And we do this before other people or other people's children whose hearts could also break. So this is very important, dear viewers. Even our actions should be good, because you could hurt a person either with your words or your actions. So let's go back to that story, Mawsab, which we also learn, or the question rather, Mawsab can give the answer to this, is that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam andaz was, he would treat bad people in a good way, right? So what about a alim, a maulana, a preacher, a muballigh of the deen, who wants to preach Islam, who wants to teach Islam, and he has to convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to people who could be notorious, people who could be evil, or they would listen to the advice but retaliate in a bad way. From the lives of other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, or from the lives of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, Mawsab, can please give us an example as well.
Mawsab, the very nature of our dealings with people is that, and we have witnessed it often, over and again, that, you know, if you tell somebody something politely, they are more likely to listen to you. Allah. But if you say the same thing with harshness, they will retaliate. Even if they were going to listen to you, now that because you've spoken in this manner, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to listen to you. Who are you to me?
Right.
You know, to talk to me like that.
Right.
These are the common responses that we get. But if we have spoken to them politely, even if they weren't accustomed to doing that sort of thing, but because we have, alhamdulillah, made home in their heart, alhamdulillah, this is how you make home in people's hearts. Why? Because of being kind, being polite. And this is something nobody can reject.
I agree with you 100%.
This is something nobody can reject. So being polite, what they can hold against you? For being polite, nobody can hold it against you, mashallah. So it is something that is always welcomed. So this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his Anbiya to become polite. To be polite even to those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were Allah's enemies, who claim to be gods, such as Fir'aun. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to make tabligh or to propose Islam to Fir'aun, the enemy of Allah, he told him to do so kindly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر او يخشى.
Meaning,
so speak to him gently in the hope that he may reflect or have some fear. Subhanallah. So this is advice given, command given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his Ulul Azm Prophet, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam.
Kaleemullah.
Subhanallah. He's telling him, approach him, but this should be your approach. You know, speak to him gently. To an enemy. If this is the case, to speak to the enemy of Allah, enemy of Rasul, gently, then what should be our approach when we are approaching our fellow brothers, alhamdulillah? Of course, it has to be a soft and a gentle and polite, alhamdulillah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he also has said in his, alhamdulillah, in his writings that things that you can do with politeness, you can never do with harshness. So always keep, make it your motto to be polite, to be kind when you approach people. That way there are more chances of you being heard. And if you be harsh in the first place, nobody's going to listen to you.
Subhanallah, Mawsab, this incident, mashallah, gives us many, many lessons, right? Yeah. The fact that in Tafsir al-Khazin, there is a tafsir and commentary with regards to this verse that says that, yes, treat him with politeness, be polite towards him with this hope that he may fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, as you said, Mawsab. The translation of the verse in the Holy Quran Park. Some commentators have also mentioned the reason for treating him with politeness, as this was a command of Allah Azza wa Jalla to Musa Kaleemullah to treat the Pharaoh with politeness, is because in his infancy, in his childhood, Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, had grew him up, had nurtured him. So this was one of the reasons. And this thought comes to mind, Mawsab, somebody who's not your biological parents, and he is a great enemy of Islam. And the command which Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving to his Prophet, as you mentioned, Ulul Azm, Peygamber, is that yet he is a great enemy, just not any enemy. He is a very big enemy. But the fact that he looked after you in your infancy, the fact that he took care of you. So approach him with politeness and have this hope that he may fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will accept and make tawbah, repent from his sins. But dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the outcome. Instead of embracing faith, Allahu Akbar. In fact, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam given him so many other reasons. You will stay young, you will stay healthy, you will stay this, you will stay that. What do you want? All that you desire is in Islam. Bas Islam qubul to karo. Allahu Akbar. You will stay young throughout your life. You will never reach old age. Allahu Akbar. You will remain a king until you die. This was even told by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as a promise to him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made these promises to the Pharaoh, he was much impressed, but he would not make any decision without getting his advice from his right-hand person, who was none better, Musa. And of course, they put themselves into problem. His name was Haman. And that's why they say, Mawsab, good company is very important. And if you want to become better, you want to learn politeness, adopt good company. The Pharaoh had the company of Haman. He could not know what answers to give Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If we have notorious companies, if we have evil companies, how do you want the advice of the scholars to sing in the heart when our company isn't good? Because as much as the ulama and the teacher, the muallim, you go to listen to the Juma discourse, bayan, how will that sink in the heart? Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday you spend in the bad company. Friday for 15 minutes we said in good company, Mawsab. How will that 15 minutes overcome that many hours of bad company?
Allah.
It's impossible, dear viewers.
So Mawsab, good your advisors have to be very wise people and who have the best, your best interest in heart.
I agree with you, Mawsab. You know, I'm just thinking about Hazrat Allama, Subhanallah, the great personality whose aqwal Mu'asab often shares on Madani channel, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. You know, he was in a public bath at one place, Mu'asab, and somebody given him a fragrant soap to apply. It was actually soap in those days used to be used as soil, Mu'asab. Soil used to be used on the body and applied in the body like soap.
Even now, at some beauty, place. Multani Mitti.
Yes, Mu'asab. Multani Mitti is the correct Mitti. And this is something which is also very famous in South Africa as well, mashallah. A lot of people bring that sand here. And anyways, it has good fragrance, Mu'asab. So, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, it's a couplet, Mu'asab, in his famous book, Gulista Bosta. He says that, and then I asked this fragrant sand, how have you obtained your fragrance, whereas you come You are soil, you are dust. You are nothing but dust. But you have a very good fragrance. How did this fragrance enter into you? So yes, the soil replied and said, I am so dust, I am sand, I am nothing but soil. But because I had adopted the company of some roses,
Subhan.
Or some roses have adopted my company. And because of the roses being in my company, some of their beauty and their fragrance have entered me as well. Yani the Subhan. Fragrance have entered me and I have become fragrant as well.
Allah.
Why? Because I was in the company of a rose or of roses. So likewise, dear viewers, we also can become good people, humble people, if our cycle of friends are correct.
Masab, there was also an incident in the time of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When someone just, you know, maybe that person was taunting him, and he said to him that, you know what, other khulafa that were there, Shaykhain, let's say, for example, there were prosperities, and there were many victories in their times, right? And Islam was thriving and expanding at a rapid rate. But in your time, we see oftentimes only war being fought. Wow, what is the reason? That wasn't to reflect upon the point, but maybe that person wanted to taunt. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that, you know, their advisors were people like us.
Allah, Allah.
And our advisors are people like you.
Allah. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us, Masab. This is the real condition of man at this moment. And, you know, it has been highlighted by the pious predecessors. We should make lots and lots and lots of istighfar, abundance of istighfar. Our problems will come to an end. And inshallah, Zawajalla, if you want any motivation to become a better human in terms of, you know, insaniyat, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, no book can make you have those characteristics except for learning the seerah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trust me, because the Quran has spoken about his sublime characteristics. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Allahu akbar. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. So there are many, many examples of polite words of how you can speak. You can start actually today. There could be actions that you are going to carry out throughout the day, and you could be, you know, facing such situations and scenarios where you might lose your mind. You might lose your temper, you might get angry. So that is the place to demonstrate your politeness, to see the levels of politeness that you have. Because every person says, as you said, Mohsab, earlier, you know, do not press the button, do not push the button. Because everyone has a limit, Mohsab. Now remember the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Ali Imran was told by Allah Azza wa Jalla in this way. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. So what a great mercy is from Allah Azza wa Jalla that, oh beloved, you became soft-hearted towards them. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So what a great mercy is from Allah that, oh beloved, you became soft-hearted towards them. Now that story that you have heard in the very beginning, that the beloved Nabi treated Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ana radiyallahu ta'ala an with so much of politeness. See how Allah Azza wa Jalla once again is praising the beloved Nabi for his politeness in this verse, that your heart became softened towards those people that have hurt you, insulted you, behaved rudely towards you. So subhanallah, in this verse, the beautiful manners of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are being mentioned. So why should we not adopt the very same characteristics, dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, for beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You have neighbors that you are trying to make them good people. You can make them good not only when they behave good with you, but rather you behave good and kind towards them when they are not kind towards you. Inshallah, Zawajallah. Mohsab, any parting words from Mohsab?
Alhamdulillah, Mohsab. In masjid also, at times we see people taking out their mood on people, you know.
Allah,
so
Allah.
At least they, you know.
Ji.
Whatever that transpired, if somebody made you angry, hold your horses. This is the house of Allah. Because you're not only being rude now and raising your voice and everything in the house of Allah, that is one violation of the dignity and the sacredness of the masjid. At the other hand, you are again doing a misconduct to, contrary to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So two violations there is. So if we can just suppress, you know, it can, our anger can wait. The sunnah should take precedence. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his anger, you know, his mercy surpasses his anger. It is mentioned in Hadith Qudsi, alhamdulillah. So with the same token, our gentleness, our politeness should, inshallah, advance and surpass our grudges and our grievances that we have for one another.
Inshallah. Mawsab, such beautiful words, Mawsab. Such beautiful dua. And it's also my my dua and my wish that if anyone is in, you know, not in talking terms at this very moment, Mawsab, any advice for them as we, just in a few seconds, Mawsab? Yeah.
Mawsab, it is very easy to separate yourselves from others, but it is hard work. You have to invest time. You have to pacify the hearts. To mend your ways to bring two people together. But once the togetherness is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the barakah in it. Because as Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has encouraged us to practice this sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who brought the two great tribes of Arab, Aus and Khazraj, could not see eye to eye and made them brothers, mashallah. And he beautifully says, Tu baraye wasl kardan amdi, ne baraye fasl kardan amdi. Ya Rasulullah, you have come to join the hearts, not to separate them. And this should be our case as his ummah, that our endeavors and our efforts should be towards reconciling the hearts and joining the hearts, not separating them.
Allahu Akbar. So, Mawsab, this is just enough for us to become better people, alhamdulillah. If only we can make amal upon a little, because learn little, but be consistent by practicing it. Inshallah, Zawajallah, whatever little we have learned in today's program, inshallah, if only we could grasp on those teachings, our life will change. If sweetness will enter the blood, Mawsab, we'll get diabetes. But if sweetness enters the tongue, we'll become sweet talkers, inshallah, Zawajallah. Let's become people who can talk kindly, talk with sweetness and be humble, inshallah, Zawajallah. Only for the sake of Allah, Zawajallah, not for any human being, not to make any human happy only, but firstly for the sake of Allah, Zawajallah, so that when that person shouts back, there's no need for you to retaliate, because when you do something for the sake of Allah, Zawajallah, then what others do to you should not matter. Inshallah, Zawajallah, this is our advice. And now we have come to the end of the program. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.